Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, I have two deductions in my checking account that I did not authorize.
Okay. All right, let's get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
72434.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Rhonda Swank.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
And my what? My address?
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you need my address?
It's for security, ma'am.
239 Timber Lake Trail in Bowdoin.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign up for a product called Vital Care Keto Gummies and Cleanse Master?
No, I did not. I clicked on it to get more information, but then I exited out of it. After all those other charges came up, I didn't want it.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so it looks like it did go through for the $6.97 for the gummies and the $5.97 for the cleanse, but the four-listed masker was declined.
The what?
The four-listed master, that one was declined. Is that the one you were calling about?
Yes.
Yes, no, they didn't charge you for that one.
Okay, but what about these other two? I don't want those.
Did you put your information in to sign up to get those?
No. That's when I exited out, when I saw that there were all these other charges associated with it. That's when I exited out.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what happened, but it processed your order.
Well, I don't want those. I mean, what good are they to me?
Well, they've actually already shipped out, so you'll have to wait until you get them and give us a call back. Because we can't stop it once it ships.
How is it coming?
Through the U.S. Postal Service.
And when I get them, I have to call you and get an authorization number to send them back.
I mean, yeah, you'll just have to call them back, and they'll tell you what you need to do.
Okay, but do I call this number? Is this the number I call? Or will I have to open them up and get a return?
No, don't open it up. No, just call the same number back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. You should have received a confirmation. You didn't get an email?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen one. No.
Oh, okay, yeah, because usually, yeah, whenever like you first sign up, they'll send you like a confirmation, even though I know you're saying that you backed out, but it went through, so you still should have got an email.
Huh. Well, I'll look again, but I haven't seen one at all. I haven't seen one come through, so I don't know what happened. But it should not have ordered them at all.
So did you put your information in? So how much information had you put in when you backed out?
Probably just my name and address. I didn't put any banking information in at all.
Well, how did it go through?
So I don't know. I don't know how it got this, but I don't know. I just don't know. But I'll do what you said. When it comes, I will call this number again and get information to send it back. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.